Jennifer Streaks joins us now, senior finance reporter at Insider. Jennifer, it's always good to talk with you.
Thanks for having me, as always, John.
Yeah, I know we've been trying to figure out new ways to keep money safe while still earning a little bit, at least. That wasn't really the case a year or so ago when you couldn't earn anything on a bank account or a CD. Those days have changed. We've told people about that. Before we talk about CDs, can you just give us a quick little definition that's easy to understand what a CD is?
Well, a certificate of deposit is a type of bank account where you get a higher interest rate for leaving it in the account for a specified period of time. So basically, you're locking away a chunk of your money for, you know, it can be a few months to a few years, so that you get a higher rate of return.
And you're guaranteed during that time to get that rate of return. But the price you pay is that it's locked up, so to say. So what are some of the questions we should be asking ourselves before we jump in with one?
Well, the first thing would be, can you afford to lock your money away for the specified time? I think it's important to understand that a certificate of deposit is not an emergency fund. It's not everyday savings. It's money that you know that you're not going to need in a short period of time. So you can afford to invest or deposit a certain amount of money in, say, a 2-year or 3-year CD and forget about it.
If you do need it in an emergency, is it locked tight no matter what, or are there ways to get it back despite maybe having to pay a little bit?
You can get it back, you know, under various circumstances, but you're going to lose the interest that you earned on the money while it was in the account. It's going to be an early withdrawal penalty.
So it seems like we need to know if we really have other savings out there, right? Like, you can't just willy-nilly every dollar that you make that you want to tuck away put into a CD where it's effectively locked up. You got to know what your savings are.
Right. You have to already have certain savings accounts in play, whether it's an emergency fund, everyday savings, if it's a travel fund, whatever it is that you're saving for outside of this CD, you have to already have that in place so you can afford to leave it in the certificate of deposit.
I think like 5 months ago, these CDs, and we'll talk about one actually a little bit later in from Great Lakes Credit Union, seemed so attractive to people because the markets were really tepid, if not losing. It's been a great, though, couple of months for the markets. So I guess that's got to be one part of the equation, too, right? Are you leaving potential money on the table?
Well, that's part of it as well. You're not going to be able to put any more money in this account. And if the interest rate continues to go up, you're locked in for that rate. But the flip side of that is that you're not going to lose anything. If you lock in, let's say, for 5.65%, and then interest rates go down to 3%, you're not taken down to 3%.
Right. But I guess the counter is, if you get a windfall, but you already have your emergency fund, right? You already have your retirement on track. If this is play money is not the right word, but if it's money on top of it, our good friend Terry Savage calls it chicken money, then maybe a CD is not for you.
Well, that's true. It really depends on what you're saving for, whether you need to have this money in a CD. And that's why you really need to have sort of like your savings ladder, as I like to call it, already in place so that you understand, does the CD really work for my financial interest right now?
Absolutely. All right, Jennifer, thanks for giving us the basics of this and giving us some questions to know. We're actually going to talk about a CD in a few minutes, and I appreciate people being a little wiser on it. Jennifer, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
As always, great to chat with Jennifer from Business Insider.